Welcome to Zichur Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and now it's time for a much grander pop quiz. 147 questions on 147 topics, covered on 49 blot, going from Daf Beis Masechet Shabbos all the way to Daf Nun. We're going to do this in 7 laps. Each lap is 21 questions, but taken from all of the randomly from all 49 blot. So here goes. And before I begin, I just want to remind people it's more important to take time to get the question or get the answer than it is to try to get it within the time that I allot. So if you need more time to remember the answer, just press pause, get the answer, because that's much more of the focus here. Okay, so question number one. Which daf do we have a machlokas regarding Rabbi Shimon and animals that died on Shabbos? That's on daf Memhe. Great. Number two. Which daf do we discuss throwing a basket of kaveris into Rishus of Rabbim? That's on daf Ches. Great. Number three. Which daf do we discuss crevices, chorim, in Rishus of Rabbim? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss visiting the sick on Shabbos and what is said to them? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number five. Which daf do we discuss bathing on Shabbos? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that glassware is different than metalware in so much that an old tuma status does not revert back to the keli, a glass keli, a vessel? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that the word hotzah in the Mishnah refers to also hachnasa, bringing in? That's on daf Base. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn ein sorfim kadshim biyantav? That's on daf Chavdalad. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that tefillin straps, the rasuos, have to come from kosher hides? That's on daf Chavches. Great. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss moving a corpse out of the sun into the shade? And we have machlokas of tiltum min etzad. That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 11. Which daf do we learn about how the Rabbanan davened? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we learn why Rebbe permits moving a pan with ashes? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Great. Number 13. Which daf do we learn about eating food left in a kira that was not katum? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn about the importance of speaking gently to the family on Erev Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn that one can benefit from Tamei Truma? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 16. Which daf do we learn that movable items that have a circumference of a tefach, like an ox goad, can transmit Tumas Ohel? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 17. Which daf do we learn about the three different ways one can light the menorah? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Great. Number 18. Which daf do we learn the one is only chai if they do a malacha single-handedly? That's on daf Gimel. Great. Number 19. Which daf do we learn about nooks in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That's on daf Zion. Great. Number 20. Which daf do we learn about inferior wicks and fuels? That's on daf Chaf. Great. And finally, completing lap number one with question 21. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Kiva Shita that Kuta Kamisha Huncha Damya, something that's in airspace, is considered as if it's resting there? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Beginning lap number two with question 22. Which daf do we learn about the lenient parameters of a carmelis? That's on daf Zion. Great. Number 23. Which daf do we have the question whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah when it comes to menorah? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 24. Which daf do we learn that one should daven not to get sick? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Great. Number 25. Which daf do we learn about toldos hachama? That's on daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 26. Which daf do we learn that one should not rely on miracles? That's on daf Amid Beis. Great. Number 27. Which daf do we learn about the Gezerah of Tuma on Eretz Amim? That's on daf Tazvav. Good. Number 28. Which daf do we learn about the drush that the dead are better than the living regarding to leaders of the previous generations? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 29. Which daf do we discuss insulating food Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 30. Which daf do we have the question whether kneading requires manual mixing? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 31. Which daf do we learn about the importance of informing one about a gift that was given, such as Shabbos, to the Jewish people? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 32. Which daf do we discuss using a watermill Erev Shabbos? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 33. Which daf do we learn about punishments for bad judgments? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 34. Which daf do we discuss covering oneself, one's private parts? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 35. Which daf do we discuss Mevatel Kli Mehechano? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 36. Which daf do we learn about bad eating habits and their consequences? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 37. Where do we learn about throwing an object on a 9 tefachim post in Rishus HaRabim? That's on daf Ches. Great. Question 38. Which daf do we learn that dishes with flour deteriorate? Their mitzvah meralu. That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 39. Which daf do we learn that one can move a naphtha lamp after it's been used because it has Torah's kli aleha? That's on daf Mem Vav. Great. Number 40. Which daf do we discuss the purpose of the light in the Beis HaMikdash? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 41. Which daf do we discuss Rabbi Tarfon Shita that one must use olive oil, shemen zayis, for Ner Shabbos? That's on daf Chavav. Great. And finishing lap number 2 with question number 42. Which daf do we have the question whether rags can regain their beged status? That's on daf Chavtes. Excellent. We've now completed the first 2 laps. We'll continue with the 3rd and 4th in the next session.